Blessings and welcome to the Path to Freedom and this healing guided meditation called Allow Your Light to Shine Unapologetically. Allow Your Light to Shine Unapologetically. So my name is Daniel Rocchio, and I am as always very grateful and honored that I get to make myself open and available for spirit to speak through me, to flow through me. And I'm always very grateful and honored that you are choosing to join me on this beautiful path of freedom, this path where we get to set ourselves free to forever shine and soar and glow beyond anything that we've ever imagined, not only once, but over and over and over again, where we get to set ourselves free to be in ever-expanding love and joy and harmony and wholeness and beauty and abundance and prosperity and all these beautiful qualities that are inherent in each and every single moment, inherent in each and every single one of us. And for us to set ourselves free in this way, we need to set ourselves free from the lower vibrations, the small and the limited thought patterns and judgments and opinions and stories and beliefs and notions and all these limitations that we impose upon ourselves. So this meditation, the purpose of this meditation is for us to come into the realization, into the feeling tone that we are way more than enough, that the light that we are, it is so bright. It is so bright. And all we need to do is to give ourselves permission to shine that light, to let it shine. Without making excuses, without apologizing for the brightness, the luminosity that we are. So this is the purpose of this meditation. And as always, as repetition is the key to any sort of programming or reprogramming of our minds, of our subconscious minds, the key to transformation, the key to unfolding and expansion, I invite you to come back to this meditation over and over and over again. Let it infuse you. Let yourself percolate in this field of infinite possibilities, this field of luminosity. And so without further ado, I invite us to make ourselves comfortable, whatever that means to us. I invite us to close our outer eyes, to put a smile on our face, informing the body and every cell in the body that all is well in this now moment, so that the body may begin to vibrate at the level of the most luminous brightness, lightness, luminosity that it possibly can. And so I invite us to turn our attention away from external conditions and circumstances, from whatever intellectual, mental activity that the mind is currently involved in. And I invite us to turn our attention toward the breath. Not making the breathing happen, not participating in the breathing, simply witnessing and observing it, allowing each breath to be an anchor to move us ever deeper into the nowness of this moment. So in this moment, let's take a couple of conscious breaths, breathing in deeply, holding it, and releasing with the sound of another deep breath in. And releasing it. So this feeling tone that is now beginning to well up, this feeling tone of all being well, let us give it permission to amplify itself, to magnify itself. And with it, following in its wake is an ever-expanding feeling tone of peace, a sensation of peace, a sensation of being relaxed. And let this peaceful feeling, this peaceful state, let's give it permission to move us deep into stillness and harmony and wholeness. And as the meditation begins, we always want to begin in and with gratitude. So let's be grateful. Let us take on the feeling tone of gratitude and appreciation for being here and for being now. Let us take on the feeling tone of gratitude and appreciation for who we are, for where we are in life, and for who we are becoming. Let us give thanks for the peace that is here now, for the joy that is here now, the sense of wholeness and health that is here now, the abundance that is here now. All of these are fully present in every single moment, every single space, every single place. So they are here now. And by turning our attention toward them, by acknowledging them, recognizing them, we amplify them. We magnify them. So let us be grateful for all the good that is here now, that we get to be on this beautiful path of freedom and awakening. Let's give thanks that we get to awaken to who and what we are, and that we, in the process of this awakening, get to transform our lives over and over and over again, continuously allowing forever greater and grander expressions of who and what we are to emerge, to well up from within. Oh, it is so good to be here, and it is so much to be grateful for. Let us recognize it. Let us acknowledge it. Let us dwell in this feeling tone of being grateful. And from this space, from this high, beautiful vibration of gratitude, let us now recognize the eternal light, the one light. Let us recognize whatever we choose to call it, God or spirit or the universe or energy. Let us recognize that it is the one. It is the all there is. It is the all in all. It is the one light. It is the one love. It is the one mind. It is the one intelligence. The one source. Fully and evenly present everywhere. Which means that wherever we go, whenever we are, whomever we are, the fullness of this loving presence, this benevolent loving presence, is here. A spirit is eternal, infinite, boundless, limitless. It means that in all spaces and places there is no diminishment. God is always God, has always been God, will always be God, everywhere, fully present, evenly present. So the light that God is everywhere. And this benevolent, loving presence, it is for itself. It is eternally seeking to come into ever greater and grander expressions of itself. It is eternally seeking to allow for more of the light that it is to shine, to glow, to soar. Withholding nothing, denying nothing, delaying nothing. And let us also recognize that this benevolent, loving presence, that it is always expressing itself perfectly. There is no delay. God is never late. God is never too early. Spirit is always right on time, expressing itself perfectly. Divine and perfect timing happening always. Divine and perfect action happening always. Now and forever. Let us now take on the feeling tone that is God, this benevolent loving presence is all there is. It means that we are one with it. It means that whoever we are, whenever we are, you and I, that we are this benevolent loving presence expressing itself, revealing itself in us and through us, that our lives and our being are emanations, unique, perfect, whole, complete emanations of this benevolent, loving presence. And so it is from this awareness of our absolute oneness with this benevolent, loving presence that we can give ourselves permission to shine the light that we are, without apologizing for it, without making excuses for it, without trying to hide it. Because we have come, you have come, I have come here to this planet at this time to shine the light that we are. And there's nothing that we need to do to deserve it. There's nothing we need to do to earn it. There's nothing we need to do to even make the light come into being. But right where you are in this very moment, light is here. You are the light. You are. And you have come here, you have chosen to come here to shine the light that you are in such a way that all men and women that come into your sphere, that come into your field, will be touched and moved and affected by this light. You have come here to flood every room, every space with the light that you are, giving, sharing of your gifts, your qualities, your abilities in a way that has never been done before. You are not one of 7 or 8 or 9 billion. You are one of one. There has never been anyone like you before. There never will be anyone like you ever again. Because spirit never, ever repeats itself. There are no two blades of grass that are exactly the same. There are no two planets that are exactly the same. There are no two grains of sand that are exactly the same. no to trees, no to flowers, no to human beings. But you are unique, perfect, whole, complete expression, emanation of the one light. And it wants to express itself to its fullest in, as, and through you. Which means that you have a mandate to shine as bright as you possibly can, to be a beacon of this light and love. And there is no need to ask for permission, and no one else can dim your light. No one else can diminish your light unless you give them that power. But you have absolute power over yourself. You are standing in your own authority. You are free to shine and to glow beyond anything that you've ever imagined or experienced ever again. So the time is now to release and let go of all excuses as to why you are not worthy, why you are not able, why it's too late or too early, or why you don't know enough or have enough. All these are egoic excuses projected, blasted by the ego to keep you in check, to keep you playing small so that the ego can control you. Now is the time to set yourself free, to shine the light that you are, the light that you've always been, the light that you'll always be. And to shine it unabashedly, unapologetically. Be the light. Be the light. Be the light that you are, and let it shine. Let it glow. Let it be a beacon, untouched, unmoved by the world, by what anyone else is doing, by what anyone else is saying about you. No one can dim your light. And the time is now for you to turn it all up and let the light flow, penetrate, permeate every space and every place that you come into. This is why you have come here, to shine the light that you are, and in doing so, giving everybody else permission to shine their light. You have come here to touch, to move, to uplift, to be a beneficial presence on the planet, assisting in the midwifing, in the birthing of a new human collective consciousness. And for that to happen, you need to give your light, the light that you are, uncensored, unadulterated permission to shine as bright as 1,000 suns and beyond. Because in truth, not even the sun can compare its luminosity to the luminosity, to the light that you are. Jesus said it when he said that greater things than these shall ye do. You may be shining your light in such a beautiful and powerful way, but no matter how bright your light is currently shining, it is only the beginning. This is a new beginning. This is a new starting point for you to shine the light that you are in ever brighter and brighter ways. And there is nothing you need to acquire. There is nothing else required of you than for you to say yes to it. Than for you to give yourself permission to shine, to glow, to soar. No more excuses. No more apologizing. No more asking for permission. Say yes. Say yes to being the light that you are. Say yes to allowing it to shine so brightly that men and women need to cover their eyes and bow in awe over the light, over the brightness, over the luminosity that is radiating, that is emanating from you, from the core of your being. Anything and everything that needs to be released and let go of for this beautiful divine light that you are, it is now being released. It is now being transmuted into the nothingness from which it came. Oh. Such beautiful light you are. Such magnificent light you are. Thank you for shining it. Thank you for saying yes to it. Thank you for being willing to shine the light that you are unapologetically, unabashedly. All of this is happening now. All of this is happening with divine perfection, through divine design and orchestration. And so I know that all is well. I know that something wonderful is happening right here, right now. I know that everything is working for your highest good, and that you in this and every single moment are being beautifully and perfectly prepared to allow for the next iteration, the next version of who and what you are, the next level of brightness, of luminosity to come forth, to reveal itself. I give thanks in the full knowing that this is so, that this is already done in the infinite mind of spirit. I give thanks knowing that it is happening now and that it is happening with ease and grace. I give thanks knowing that the next iteration, that version of you that is shining brighter than any previous version has ever come close to, that version already exists, it's already here, it is within you, and it is now coming forth. And so I release these words, I surrender to that which is and that which is happening now. I get out of the way, I bow my head, and I say, "Thy will be done." Letting this doneness demonstrate and manifest itself here in this dimension with ease and grace. And so I let it be. I allow it to be. So it is. So be it. So shall it be. So you are. So the light is. As you are one, as there is only one. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Aho. Hotep. Shalom. Salam. And hallelujah. Thank you so much for participating, for joining me on this beautiful path. Until we meet again, as always, I bless your days, and I bless your ways, in the absolute knowing that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for your highest good, and that perfect preparation and unfolding is happening now, always, and forever. Much love, many blessings. Namaste.